Just tap me on the shoulder to wake me up. You're feeling playful today, aren't you? I like it when Master plays with me. Stupid Adeline never wants to play any games. She's suddenly too old to play games. And I don't know if any human girls want to play games with a dragon girl like me. They might be scared of my wings and tail. But at least I have Master to have fun with. So, what are we gonna do now? I think you wanna play something. Or have some kind of fun. Wanna make something to eat? Maybe later? Then what, Master? Are we really going to the market? I haven't been outside this house ever since we came in here. If we go to the market, that means you get to show off your cute little wife to the whole village. Just kidding. But come on then. Let's get our clothes and baskets ready so we can explore the market, Master. What kind of things do you feel like picking up here today? I am covering up my tail and wings, Master. This outfit is no fun. I did kind of notice that some people looked at me and Adeline in a mean way the first time that we came here. I don't think they liked me or Adeline. But it was only a little bit of people. Not that many. Come on, Master. Do I really have to wear this? I know you like staring up and down at my body when you have the chance. Fine. It sure is annoying having to wear these baggy robes, but thank you for looking out for me, Master. I know you just want to keep me safe from people who hate dragons. Look! Look over there! There's some yummy fresh bread, Master! And more meat, and even some fruit tarts! Why don't we buy some of those? Yeah. I know we made fruit tarts last night, but I haven't seen that type before. Please, Master. They look really tasty. Why can't I? What do you mean I gotta earn a fruit tart? How do I have to earn it? You better buy it for me, Master. I'm starving. You know I can't go on long without munching on something tasty. Hey! Master, why are you giving me so many kisses and nuzzling me so much all of a sudden? People are gonna look at us. You were acting all scary and serious, and now you wanna start being silly, Master? Is it really worth it to bend all the way down here so you can pinch my tiny little tushy cheeks? Well, I am happy that Master can't keep his big hands off my little body, though. You know, I'm really confused by the way you act sometimes. How do I have to earn the fruit tart, though? I really need it. Why can't you tell me? What do I have to do to get it? Don't look away from me. I want to hear it. Master, you can tell me anything, you know. I know I can be a brat sometimes, but I'll do it if you tell me what it is. Anything for you, Master. I love you. That's not working, is it? You're gonna have to tell me eventually. You can't keep it a secret forever. What if we... Seriously, Master? You want me to flash my tushy at you in public? I really do want that fruit tart, though. Grr, Master, you know all my weaknesses. Still, it's scary. Still, that sort of thing's kind of scary. I do like being silly with you at home, but out here with everyone watching, I think we should. Master, what are you doing? Put me down right now. What are you carrying me for? Why are you running away from this store? I really want to buy stuff here. And people are staring at us, Master. Put me down. Now, what was all that for? It was kind of fun, though. But why, Master? Why did you do all that? You're acting weirder and weirder. Oh. You want me to flash my tushy to you here? Yeah, it is less crowded around here, but still, it just seems kind of dangerous. Just to get it over with. There. Are you happy now, Master? I feel like this is just gonna make you want to grab me more. Why can't we do this at home? You have needs, and they can strike at any moment? I guess you're right about that, Master. I shouldn't judge you for needs that you can't control. I guess I should just be a good little girl and try my best to help you with that sort of stuff. Hey, put me down. You're acting weird again. Why do you always have to... Is everything all right, Master? You've never acted so bold before. Maybe it's me and Adeline's fault for making you act crazy like this. I mean, she's got huge boobs and I've got pretty little butt cheeks, and it seems you can't stop staring at the both of us. So, I guess that's doing something to you. I just realized something, Master. You almost made me forget about my fruit tart. I think I deserve it now. Especially after I showed you my tushy like that. I guess I could wait a little bit more for the fruit tart. Maybe we should look around some more for some real food, instead of just having desserts first. I'm just being a silly little girl. I don't know any better sometimes, Master. That's why I need you to guide me and show me the right choices. So, what do you want to get exactly? I get to pick? Thank you for being considerate of what I want sometimes, Master. I know you love me and care about what I want sometimes. But besides that really yummy fruit tart I saw, I am feeling hungry to slurp on something. Meaty. What do you think, Master? Oh, yeah. Mutton legs do sound tasty. We have to walk over there? Let's go get our meat then. And yes, Master. I know how big mutton legs are. Are you saying a little girl like me can't handle all that meat? You would be surprised at how much meat I can stuff in my mouth. Or are you looking at me like that, Master? That line was really long, Master. I guess a lot of people are hungry on this time of day. But at least we have our meal now. Now, where should we sit at? I'm sure we can find somewhere to sit around here. Oh, look, Master! There's an empty spot by that wooden cart. I don't think anyone's using it. We'll be fine. It's empty after all. Come on, let's go. This spot seems comfy. This mutton leg is really tasty. Thank you for buying it for me, Master. I haven't had any juicy meat like this in a while. Master, stop. Stop pitching my nipples through the rope. I thought it was lunchtime, not Master's playtime. Master, aren't you hungry? Or do I look more tasty than the food? Can't you stop yourself from touching my breast? This isn't poke, poke, Master. You're so nasty. Now, just can I please finish my? Why did you suddenly pull me into your lap like that? People are gonna. gonna see us, Master. You really can't stop yourself, can ya? Touching me under my robes in public like this. I thought you were a nice man, Master. Why are you violating me like this? It's not an appropriate time right now. I know I tease you a lot, but seriously, I'm not even wearing anything sexy right now. I'm too shy to do any grown-up stuff in public. No! Stop! I have to keep on my long skirt, or else people are gonna see my dragon tail. But I do want Master to keep touching me. Well, I guess just taking off the skirt is okay. There. What? Why do you look so surprised, Master? I didn't put on any panties, cause it's not like I was wearing a short skirt that could accidentally show off my tushy. You want me to wear that long skirt, so I didn't think panties were necessary. Master, don't be mad at me. I'll get the right side. Now there's nothing in the way of putting your fingers inside me if you want. This is so wrong, Master. If people see a human getting frisky with a little dragon girl, you could get exiled. But you can't resist my tight peepee hole, can you, Master? Master, you make me feel so shy when you force yourself on me. I remember when I first met you, and you were shy around me, blushing and everything because I was flirting with you. But now, you're so dominant and controlling with me. You make me feel little and small, and I don't know what to say a lot. Because you scare me. If Master feels like sticking his fingers inside me, then he should. It shouldn't matter if it's in public. In fact, it's kind of fun this way. Fun and scary. Look at how wide I've spread my legs for you, Master. I didn't even notice until now. I should probably close them just in case anyone comes, but I don't want to. It feels so good when I spread them way open like this. I like it when you put your other hand on my face like that. At the same time, you play with my peepee, Master. It makes me feel like you care about me. Master, what are you turning my head for? Oh, are we gonna kiss like this? Okay. Oh. We should get married, Master. That's my number one dream. I'm sure I'll get better at this pee-pee stuff, too. I'm starting to like it more already anyway. Each time you push your bulge into me, it's like a hug. Makes me feel like you own me, Master. Mm. Are you gonna make the pee-pee stuff inside of me soon, Master? Your face looks like you're about to... I felt the gooey stuff go inside me again. I think I sprayed some stuff out too, but I don't know what it is. It's not like you're liking sticky stuff. I think it's like water. Some got on my robe. So, the clear water stuff means that I liked it when your pee-pee was inside of me, Master? You're so smart, Master. You know everything a little girl like me wants to know. You got all the answers. See, this is why I want to marry you, Master. You're never lost about anything. And a silly little girl like me needs help a whole lot. We're perfect for each other, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And I think you owe me a yummy fruit tart now. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone else to touch me like that. My pee-pee is only for Master. I love you. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back and get that fruit tart.